In the history of our Catholic Church, we've had 21 ecumenical councils. 21. The ecumenical is the group of many, many people that grew from the very beginnings of cardinals and bishops and now theologians and even guests as witnesses to just talk about big things in the world. It's kind of neat. It's 21 ecumenical councils, and we're in the 21st century. It's a good average of every 100 years. Some new things, some kind of things to, it's very historical here to share this morning, but I mean, typically the names they have, like Nicaea, it was at a city or a different place in kind of the Holy Land now, or the area. Nicene, a place where people were getting together. And very interesting that the first 20 of them were typically like teaching something or going against like heretical things, like philosophy. You know, in the very beginning it was about, is Jesus really God or is he just a human? Boom, they had an ecumenical council. And they had, pretty strong, stronger even than today, of how you would go through, is Jesus really just a man or also God? Or is he just God but not actually a human? But so you had all these ecumenical councils, and it's interesting for us today because Vatican II in 1961 to 1965 was one of the only ecumenical councils that wasn't like condemning something, but to teach something and to kind of share with the world what we have to say and what we want to offer. Now, I mentioned ecumenical councils this morning because, and they don't necessarily call it the first ecumenical council, but what we heard in the Acts of the Apostles was the Jerusalem, the generation and the gathering in Jerusalem about a big issue. And that's what we heard about Paul and Barnabas. The big issue was they were going from the Jewish culture and who people were and who God called. And they had a covenant of circumcision from Abraham. And now you have all these people that are receiving the Holy Spirit. They're being taught, again, not Jewish people, but people that were not circumcised. Now today we might think that's very odd, but the truth is that was the covenant, again, between Abraham and God, that God was going to give him generations and generations and descendants and property and life. And now all of a sudden you have this thing in a ritual that was true for centuries. And now all of a sudden, hey, the covenant. Can, like, these people join us? And that was a big issue. It took a couple of generations of people where it was really a tension thing between, okay, I'm Jewish believing in Jesus. But yeah, but I'm Greek. There's a whole, and again, they don't have media like we do today where you can just, oh, let's figure this out and talk about this for 13 seconds. I mean, you're going to talk and all these, and then the leaders, and every leader is going to be different, and some good and some not so good. And so they came, and I liked what they just said. The apostles and the presbyters met together to see about this matter. Because when they gathered together, probably intense, but they received the Holy Spirit. The apostles received the Holy Spirit, remember, in chapter 2 here in Acts, and we're listening from chapter 15. And what happened was they made a decision through the Holy Spirit that yes, the Gentiles don't have to be connected with the old law, if you will, or the law of the covenant. Because Jesus has opened the doors to everyone. So again, a very powerful thing in the history of, if you think about all of our ecumenical councils, again, typically the Jerusalem gathering was not necessarily called the first, because ecumenical means really meeting a lot of people. So a cool thing to listen, and again, Acts of the Apostles is such an interesting historical part of our scriptures. And again, this was a big issue back then that we can read even today.